This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Right now, though, we are joined by our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette, our friend, Ray Fittipaldo. He's on the Fan Hot. And presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And brought to us by the Western PA injury attorneys of LGKG. Build up relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Excellent. Pretty good. Oh, it's pretty good.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
Oh, okay.
Or are you asking Ray?
No, I'm saying I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good.
Yes.
And Callis, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay, so he's all right. You're okay.
No, I'm pretty good.
You're pretty good.
You're excellent.
Well, now I feel like crap. Ray, yesterday's Mike Tomlin news conference, for the first time, he changed his tune a little bit on Justin Fields v. Russell Wilson. He says he's open to riding the hot hand so long as Justin Fields plays well and wins. Do you think he's specifically just talking about this game, or do you think that Mike Tomlin would give Justin Fields another game after this one, even if Russ is healthy?
Yeah, the way I interpreted it as is, you know, if Justin continues to improve on an upward trajectory, that he would consider riding the hot hand. He did say we're not there yet.
Right.
So you can read into that whatever you want. Maybe he doesn't feel like Justin has done enough to earn that, or maybe it's a situation where Russell has to go through full practices. They have to evaluate him, see how he moves, see how he's throwing the ball before they make that decision. So Mike sort of bought himself another week, I think. I think the big storyline this week, guys, is if Russell is full, let's say Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is he the backup this week? Is he available, to come in as the number two? And then, of course, we could have this conversation in much more detail next week. Before they get ready to play the Raiders.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to ask you, Ray. If he is full, say Thursday, Friday, or even just Friday, and goes through everything is smooth, and he is the backup, could we see Russ, though, if Justin Fields says throws two interceptions in the first quarter or the second quarter, would they be that quick to go to Russ if he is anointed the backup?
Yeah, I mean, we'd obviously have to see how that game is going. I mean, I think Justin would have to play really poorly for that to happen, because, you know, even though he made a couple of crucial mistakes in the second half of that game, there was a lot of good that went on in that second half too. Responding to adversity the way he did, leading touchdown drives in that second half when they needed them. You can't take a 22-yard sack. That's not a winning football play. the botch snaps cannot continue. But, you know, Justin has continued to improve. You know, he's doing things that are putting him in position to win games. So, yeah, I mean, to answer your question, Doran, I think Justin would have to, you know, maybe look really, really bad for that to happen. But, yeah, I do suppose that's on the table if Russ is the backup this week.
Ray Fittipaldo with us. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Ray, we've talked about this, Doran and I have, a lot on the show. Take people behind the scenes. I don't know that people know. The backup quarterback doesn't play a lot in practice. I mean, you don't get a lot of reps. How might it look if Russ is practicing in full but the backup quarterback? Do you think he'd get more than typical reps?
Yeah, I think they would structure it so I wouldn't say he's taking half the reps. Obviously, they got to get Justin ready. But, you know, Kyle Allen is in there taking the reps the last month. You know, percentage-wise, I don't know, maybe 10 to 15% of the snaps during any given practice. You know, perhaps they give Russell 25%, something like that. But a lot of that, you know, would be done behind the scenes too. A lot of work, you know, in the film room, in the meeting room with quarterbacks coach and Arthur, making sure he has the game plan done. And then, you know, Russ is enough of a pro that he can go to the side field. He could throw to George. He could throw to Scotty and Van and all those guys and get his timing down when it's not in a team period. So there are ways to do that. But yes, I do think they would get Russell a little more work than usual than what you would with a backup.
Ray, do you think the glaring issues from the defense this past Sunday, do you think they're fixable, or do you think that there's some serious issues going on that it could hamper them as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think a lot of it was communication, playing in a dome. They weren't on the same page a lot. Patrick Queen talked about that after the game. So they got to get that rectified. I mean, they'll be playing many more home games in this coming stretch than they will on the road. You know, Vegas will be indoors, so that might be a challenge for them. But to me, when you're not getting lined up properly and you're leaving guys wide open over the middle of the field or in the flat like they were in this game, those are things that are totally correctable. And I thought they did a much better job of that in the second half. I think the disappointing thing was that every time the offense scored in the second half, you know, the Colts almost every time were able to answer, or they were able to get extended drives, get first downs, and that really just never allowed the Steelers to fully get back into that game. So,
whose fault?
Listen,
do you think that's Patrick Queen's fault, or you think that's some of you know, some of the young's fault?
Yeah, I mean, Patrick is going to take responsibility for that because he's the captain of the defense. But I think it's everyone who's involved. You do have a lot of young guys who are playing. You know, Beanie Bishop is out there. Peyton Wilson's out there. I'm not saying Peyton made any mistakes, but you can kind of see with the coverage what was going on there that, you know, maybe there were some issues with some of the younger guys. And listen, you're going to have growing pains when you play young guys. We're seeing it with the Steelers offensive line, and I think for the first time this season, maybe you saw that a little bit with the young guys who were playing on defense, specifically Beanie Bishop and, you know, some of those other guys.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here, our Steelers insider from the Post-Gazette. Ray, you've sat through a bunch of Mike Tomlin press conferences over the years. Just hearing the way he described Jalen Warren's availability, Cordarrelle Patterson's availability, do you expect both those guys to play, one of those guys to play, neither of those guys to play? And if they do play and are healthy, could you see them going with a hot hand there, given how Najee Harris played in the last game?
Yeah, well, what I will tell you is Patterson was in a walking boot Tuesday morning. That doesn't mean he's really severely injured, but that was notable to me. So we'll see how that goes. He was running really, really well, guys. So if he cannot play, that'll be a hit to the Steelers' offense. You know, to answer your question about those guys, I do really feel that they both are questionable heading into the week. And I think Wednesday and Thursday's practices will tell us where they are. Last week they dressed Aaron Shamplin. You know, this week it could be Jonathan Ward if one or both of those guys are down. So I think Ward is probably the better runner, you know, if you want to pick between the two. So you know, I think if both Warren and Patterson don't play, then I think for sure we'll see Jonathan Ward's debut with the Steelers on Sunday night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Percentage chance the Steelers end up with Davante Adams.
Ha! I knew we were going to get to this at some point.
Of course.
I don't know. I mean, his numbers after this season, like this season is manageable, guys, because I think he's only making like 16, 17 million. You prorate that whenever you pick him up, you know, you could be on the hook for maybe $8 to $10 million. So this year is not the issue. The issue is you would have to acquire him and work it out with his agent where you say, listen, we want you, but we're not going to pay you $35 million in 25 or 26.
Right.
And then you almost have to do the trade and, you know, the renegotiate. And sometimes those are difficult. Davante is not going to want to give up that money unless he really, really wants out of Las Vegas. So to me, that's the hold up with there. You know, I'll say just because the Steelers are maybe desperate for a number two or a number one, however you want to frame that, I'll say. As the time goes on.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Last thing here for you, Ray. What would it do to the Steelers if they got Davante Adams? What's their ceiling now in your mind, and how would he change that?
I mean, obviously, it would make them a much more explosive offense. You would have, you know, distribution with your targets that would be more realistic to having a threatening passing offense. So, you know, let's say they're 3-1 now. Let's say you think they're going to finish 10-7 and be a wild card in the AFC. I think if you acquire a guy like Davante Adams, that you would put yourself in the division race, and you would probably challenge Baltimore. Maybe you can get to 12-5 or 11-6. I think a guy of his talents would do that much. But I still caution, don't get too excited yet. They would have to work that out with the agent, and they would have to obviously agree on compensation as well with the Raiders.
Ray, that was award-winning stuff. We appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.